Ramble.
There's so many ants crawling on me today.
There's ants in here.
Okay. I'm in the ant corner and I'm chill with it. Ants
are
harmless.
You have ants over here.
Yeah.
Let me tell you. Guys, welcome to the tripod. Our office is just overrun. So first of all, like, we haven't been here much in the last couple months. Prior to that, the rats had taken over. But now it's the ants' turn to party. So we have ants all over the kitchen. Apparently, there are ants all over this couch.
I prefer ants to rats any day of the week.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that.
I would be okay if my whole body was covered in ants.
The whole body?
Yeah, for a minute or so. Then I'd want them off. But
I would eat an ant.
One of the neighbors emailed us and said that one of our rat traps caught a big old honker.
Really?
Like a huge boy.
And they yelled at us?
Well, they wanted us to make sure that the exterminator can... All of these problems are fixable if you frequently call exterminators and
if you live
pest control people.
If you
and,
live
you know,
in a house,
you make
take
sure
care
that
of
they
it.
Come quickly.
I will say that this back studio is probably the only like safe space that doesn't look like a wasteland in the entire house.
Yeah,
it looks
bad.
A lot better than the rest of the house.
The
is.
Bathroom's hilarious right now. It's like slowly trying to look more and more like an office bathroom. Like we finally got toilet seat covers, but they're just sort of stuffed into a basket. And like, it's like, when did we get toilet seat covers? I mean, I guess it's good, but no one's here.
Well, let me how cute it was when we first moved in and renovated.
So
we had the it was so cute.
Wasn't built to last,
wasn't
my man.
Built to last.
I don't know. It's just as soon as you don't take care of something, apparently it falls to shit.
So connecting ants and the bathroom, have you noticed that the ants in this house are attracted to our pee-pee? There are ants crawling in the toilet.
Yeah.
I haven't noticed that.
There are ants crawling in the toilet. And
honestly,
I'm like,
the ants is a new thing for me.
It's weird. Like, what is it? Do ants want to... Are they just trying to drink
the
toilet water? Because they're thirsty?
They got hot.
Zach.
Let me Google it.
But what are they doing in the toilet? Are they taking a bath? Or maybe they just think, are my pee-pee taste good?
They get too hot. And so they go inside for water.
They want a bath?
No, it's true. They need water.
They need water, just like us.
Urine may contain large amounts of glucose, which can be attractive to ants.
And glucose.
And sugar.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, did this podcast start?
Yeah. I just killed an ant on my leg without noticing.
I didn't know if you're recording or not.
Yeah, we're in. We're in it.
That's part. Of, okay.
We're cool. Like 2 minutes in.
Yeah, I did the intro. We just fucking cruised by it,
summer
baby.
Summer ants are like a thing open. In the south, and their ants come in the summer, and they're very often the tiny ants.
Yeah.
They're also called sugar ants. And
come here, sugar ants.
They are itty bitty ants, and they just love your kitchen in the summer. And there's nothing you can do about it. They're gonna be there whether you like it or not. Tennessee had lots of sugar ants.
We have someone like spray the outside of the house, and it takes care of it.
You can, but they'll still find their way in. They come in through the drains.
They're smart too. I left ant traps. No go. I left an ant trap because there were ones on my desk. I left an ant trap here, and I left one down there. No ants.
No ants.
Apparently, it is more... like we've had a whole big renovation, right? And I was like, how am I having ants? I have a brand new house. But apparently, it's you get more ants in new construction because... You know, the like little cracks aren't sealed yet or it hasn't been like sprayed yet. All the ground has been disrupted.
Ants are incredible.
They are
incredible.
Go off, King.
Tell me about them, Eugene.
Tell me about them ants.
They can move together as one unit. You're talking about toilet water. They can float on top of that, create a body raft.
Yeah, they
survive.
That's so cool. That's cool.
They're like little like zombies, working together on mass.
What is, Keith, there must be something on your
body.
Earlier
I said I'd be comfortable with that, so I'm sticking to it. They're not going to do anything to me. There's nothing an ant can do to you.
But why are they only, now I feel left
unless
out.
Unless it's a fire ant. Fire ants fuck you up.
Yeah, fire ants suck.
The ants are only interested in you and not in me. What's wrong with me?
His glucose levels.
I'm sweeter than you, bro.
Yeah.
Everyone knows
tasty.
That.
That's
well, you call me king, but this podcast, I am the queen ant. Because we're going to play a little game called Master Debater.
Yay!
Whoa! Yay! Master Debater.
I'm going to present a controversial debate topic.
Ooh.
And by the end, after we argue about it, we're going to decide which is actually factually forever correct.
Oh, so you're going to be the arbiter of this debate.
We'll see. We'll see. I think we're going to feel out by the end if there's a majority rule. This is a democracy, after all, and you should... you know, vote with the people.
I'm going to suppress Zach's vote.
Okay, here we go. You know what? I'm just kind of riffing here. I didn't really prepare anything. We're talking about bugs.
Yeah.
People love spiders, right?
Yeah.
People respect spiders. You respect them mentally.
Yes, I appreciate what they do for
me. But if there's a fucking spider in your house,
yeah.
Do you kill it or do you let it out?
Ooh. No, can I ask some clarifying questions?
Yes.
How big this spider we talking? Actually, what the fuck am I talking about? I never let a spider out. I definitely just kill it.
You always kill it?
I always kill it. The only spiders I let out are daddy long legs, and they aren't spiders.
Although those are like the safest ones to have in the
house.
They're
good because they. I'm saying I don't kill them.
Oh, right.
Because they eat other bugs.
Yeah. I've caught bugs and released them, but for whatever reason at this moment, I'm struggling to remember what kind of bug I would catch and release. Maybe ones that fly?
I've caught one and released one last night. It was a big-ass fucking cricket. And it was on Becky's pillow, and she did not like that.
Ew.
But she understood that crickets are harmless to us, so I caught it and put it outside. However, so if I find a spider, I catch it and let it go. Or I let it stay, because if it's in the house and there's only one of them, he's actually there to keep your house bug free. But if Becky sees a spider,
right,
I have to kill it.
Now, why do you let the spider free? What is the reason?
Because spiders are not interested in humans, and they eat the other bugs that get in your house. So like, he's basically a free insect trap.
But they could bite you.
So rare.
They go into your blankets and bite your little leggies a lot. That's the thing.
Spiders do?
Yeah.
Spider bites wake up with little hurt.
Yeah, bug bites all over your legs? That shit hurts.
This morning at 6 a.m., I hear on the baby monitor, need data.
Okay.
I walk in. Wes had found out how to turn his light on. So I walk in. It's like bright lights of a full light in the room. And he says, data. I have big bug bite on leg.
He speaks like a caveman.
he can talk, but
articles
not,
are tough.
Not fluid.
Last word you learn.
Miles, where are you on spider control?
I like a spider, but if it's a black widow, then I'll kill it.
Well, yeah, if it's one of the lethal spiders, if it's a brown widow, a black widow, of course kill it.
There's a threshold here, right?
Yeah.
Like a big scary motherfucker, you kill. Mm-hmm. Little one, I'll look the other way.
I always
think you're cool, dog.
The little ones that are in the ceiling, I sometimes let them kind of play around.
I like them.
Because my reasoning for that is I feel like if I kill one, his friends are going to be pissed. And they're going to come around.
It is true that spiders smell dead spiders and they want to clean
up
the spider.
No shit.
Yeah, there's some, not all spiders, some spiders.
I thought that was a cockroach thing.
That's them too. But some spider species are attracted to the smell of a dead spider.
Fuck.
I'm like almost 1,000% killing him every time. Like,
maybe that's why so many spiders are coming after you. They're so mad.
There's not that many.
Can I ask you, is it a spider fear? Like, if you see a spider out in the wild, are you like, go away? Or are you, because for me, when I see a spider out in the wild, like building their web, I'm like, oh, you majestic little creature.
Oh, yeah. Out in the wild, I'm like, oh, cool. Look, Wes, it's a spider web.
Even the scary ones.
Basically, any bug in the house, I'll seek and destroy.
Eugene, where are you at with this? I'm dying to know. I think
Eugene,
I'm conflicted.
Eugene probably lets him live or catches him and puts them out.
He catches them and keeps them and builds a little city for him.
Yeah, I'm a catch and release type guy. I got some spider webs in the backyard. I watch them very closely. Sometimes I feed them some of the flies we catch.
A spore fish.
That's awesome.
I just
But you feed them
respecting
flies
their little
catch?
Houses. Yeah, we have to do like fly catchers because of a massive amount of house flies that are like crazy right now in LA. So they get on a sticky pad. Sometimes I just like flick a little dead fly on there just
to
watch them.
Fun.
Give them a little meal.
That's cool. Watching a spider do its thing.
Oh my God.
That's intense.
Yeah. I dual wield fly swatters in the house. I'm just like, bam, 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 bam.
I did.
Kill, kill.
So as much as I respect spiders, I did just this last week have a spider rappel from the ceiling. And Becky saw it and did not convey with very good English what was happening. She said, Keith, there's a bug headed towards your lap. So for me, that means I'm looking on the ground, right? Because I was sitting on the ground. But what she should have said is, Keith, there's a spider rappelling from the ceiling headed straight for your head, because that's how it happened.
Keith, spider, ceiling.
Yeah, that would have been better. It literally, as it descended, it brushed against my ear and landed on my shoulder. And of course, in my periphery, when I turn to look at my shoulder, it looks 8 times bigger than it is.
Yeah.
And I... full-on spider freak, where you get up
spider
and start
freak.
Screaming and start wriggling your body and saying, somebody help, somebody help. And then I stopped wriggling, assuming I had rid it from my body. And I look, it's still there in the same spot, unbothered. And then I swat it off. It lands on the ground and crawls under the couch, never to be seen again.
Wow. Listen to this. When my sister was growing up, I mean, my sister, her whole life, deathly afraid of spiders, as I'm sure many of our viewers are, and are very mad at us for talking about spiders for this long. Spider. So she had this light on her ceiling, kind of like that one. What would you call that material? It's like semi-translucent. Anyway.
Frosted glass?
Yeah, a nice frosted glass, but like a big one on the ceiling of her bedroom. Mm-hmm. And a spider laid an egg in there. So one night, she is screaming bloody fucking murder. And we all come in, and there are like a thousand little shadows crawling around. And this is one of the things where I'm like, Stephanie, I get it.
Why you gotta murk them all.
That's true.
It was so scary.
Spider eggs. Squash those motherfuckers if they're in your house, because that's no longer a spider is protecting you from a couple bugs. That is a spider is creating a universe of its own.
I still remember it.
All right, so final verdict is Charlotte's Web situation, maybe respected space.
Yep.
But once it gets near you or touches you or has babies, then all bets are off.
Yeah, and if the spider touches you, sorry, you initiated the fight.
Yeah. You got to have some personal distance with a spider.
Now, you mentioned Black Widow. Uh-huh. You grew up in North Carolina.
Yeah.
They got them.
Oh.
You ever encountered one?
Oh, yeah. I've encountered. Dude, there's Black Widows in L.A.
Yeah, yeah, but there's also brown recluses in North Carolina. There's not brown recluses here typically.
Brown recluses are nightmare creatures.
If they
bite you, it like rots your flesh. Mm-hmm. So
in hours,
hour, it starts to deteriorate. The poison rots your flesh. They are one of the most poisonous spiders
in
ever. If they bite you in your neck, you like very well may die.
You will die.
So
if they bite you in your hand and you don't go to the hospital,
your hand will fall
off. Tomorrow, your hand will die. Yeah. You will not have a hand.
Yeah, it's fucked up.
That's why I just killed them all. And I don't trust myself to tell what the brown recluse is or not.
The problem is it looks exactly like a house spider.
Yeah. Listen, identifying poisonous animals and plants, pretty cool to do as a kid.
Very cool.
It's a fun game.
True.
Copperhead, y'all fuck with that?
We had so many snakes in Texas.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Snakes everywhere. Rattlesnake.
Mm-hmm.
You don't walk dogs when you hear the.
Oh, terrifying.
Next debate, getting bit by a snake. Awesome. We all agree.
So there's some like rhyme for like the pattern, like red before white, like white before red, and you're gonna be dead or something.
Beer before liquor makes you
never. No, it sounds like that, but I think it's about like the pattern of snakes. I can never remember it, so I'm probably gonna get bit by a snake.
This looks like what spider is that, Keith?
That's the Black Widow.
It looks
big
like the Spider-Man
red hourglass.
Yeah,
on its belly. Hourglass.
Yeah.
Wow.
On its
back.
They did that on purpose.
Did you ever think though, as a kid, like if I let the spider bite me. Maybe.
Oh, all the time.
I'll be super
I
cool.
Did not think that.
Yeah, when I got my first spider bite, I hoped I would become Spider-Man.
I always hoped for anything bad happened to me, I'm like, but maybe I will get radioactive powers.
So I guess it's a master debater verdict is depends on the spider.
Yeah. Depends on the spider.
Depends on the spider.
Come on, Brown Recluse.
Kid. All right.
It's the head has a little violin on it.
Oh.
Yeah, those are the violin.
Oh.
So it's not that the body's a violin. It has like a violin print on its head and neck. And it's it's a very tiny little violin. So it's you have to get pretty close to fucking find out. And
all right.
Like,
speaking of violins, is classical music the best music?
Oh,
the best music.
Yeah.
That just came in my head.
Huh.
My gut, I'm going to say yes.
Surprising.
Because, you know, it's not my favorite music, but music fads change so quickly. And you're telling me that we're still bopping jams from the 1600s? How much music? Like, we're not still jamming out to Gregorian chants over here.
So classical, that's an interesting question, because classical music would be like, it's literally spans like
so much
a millennia.
Yeah.
Like what defines classical music starts in like the Baroque and before that. So like that's old shit. And let me just say Baroque sucks, but it's technically a classical music. I hate Baroque. It's the worst. It's the one that's like
very like
it's like it's flutes and it's
fucking processionals all up in
this stupid
place.
Harpsichord.
Yeah.
Love it.
I hate the harpsichord. Unless it's used in cool rock, then it's like kind of cool again. But harpsichord with flutes and shit, it's just all soprano sounds mixed together and it's terrible. But then you get into like, obviously, the reason I would say classical music is the best is because it's the hardest to do. You've got to get like 60 people together. You got to fucking, everybody has to learn a part. There's 60 parts played at the same time. One guy has to read a book that literally is like 60 lines of music at once and tell everybody what to do.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Such a funny leading question, because if you asked me what's the best genre of music, in a million years I would have never started with classical music. But you're like, is it the best? And I'm like, you know what, Eugene?
You know what?
Yes, it is.
I also think it's the best, but not necessarily the style of music. I think the concept of a symphony orchestra is kind of like the pinnacle of like executing music, just because it's so many people, it's all the different types of instruments, and you could have a more modern symphony or a more classical symphony, but I think like that, like, you know, like 60 people playing all the instruments on stage at the same time, gotta be the best.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's cool.
Counterpoint, ska.
Ska sometimes feels like there's 60 people up there.
What about you, Miles?
Well, is Hans Zimmer considered classical music?
Hell yeah.
Like, because
technically it's orchestral.
Modern classical.
Closer to classical than not.
Then, yeah, because I feel like. Because
the Pirates of the Caribbean theme.
Fucking lit, dude.
That's a
good argument.
Yeah, but Jack Sparrow's so funny. But I think that, like, yeah, I think so. I also started playing jazz in my house, like freaking soft, smooth, sweet little jazz, and it makes me feel real good.
You do it while taking a bath?
Fuck yeah, sometimes I do, Ned. And sometimes, usually it's just in my living room, and it just makes everything feel like very cinematic and fun and good.
Jazz is dope. We don't give it enough props.
Yeah.
Jazz is dope.
So I'm going to say yeah.
Jazz is good. I want to say, my favorite symphony everybody should listen to. Should listen to the Holst's Planets Suite.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
It's a song for every planet. They're all fucking dope. And when you listen to it, you're like, wait a minute, a lot of movies have stolen some themes here and gotten away from it with it. Like,
I know one of them. I want to say Jupiter.
Yeah, Jupiter is very known. Yeah, it's really great. It's like really impressive. It's basically like listening to a movie score that's not to a movie. Like, it's just like, it sounds like movie music, and you have definitely heard it in some films here and there. And then a lot of modern composers have stolen themes to make like really cool smaller themes in our movie music.
You know what I think about a lot? That's a good one. Is classic rock. It was such a clear definition when we were growing up, but now, like, is not. Like, at some point, is Nirvana now classic rock? You know, 90s music?
Yes.
And then, yeah, right? And that's weird, where classic rock stations on the radio, which probably won't continue to be a thing forever, but that, like, I feel like classic rock needs to end. Classic rock needs to just be, no, from, like, 1964 to 1978,
yeah,
that's classic rock.
More
we're done.
Subnames, the way that we can go back and like now, like put all the classical music in their own subgenres. Mm-hmm. Like, Baroque is the only one that comes to mind, but there's
we
like a million.
We do Nirvana's grunge, but you know, it's all starting
it's
to bleed together.
Grunge.
Like, the music that we grew up with at some point is going to be considered classic rock, and then I'm going to cry. I think about this way too much, and it really fucks me up.
It seems like classical music. The true bops of all time coming from these symphonies.
Sorry, Katy Perry.
That's the verdict.
And also, hey, guys, check it out. You know, a lot of the classical music is by all these like crazy, you know, German or Swedish or other names, but there's some awesome American composers.
Yeah.
Aaron Copland is a great one.
Philip Sousa.
I'm not a Copland guy.
You don't like?
No, it's always a fucking prairie and people like staring off into horizon while they're like fucking tilling the fields and shit.
That's where you get the famous meat. It's what's for dinner song, I believe, is Copland.
Okay, Eugene, you asked.
No, that one is good.
That was fucking awesome.
But that's his most like.
I think that's Copland.
Let
me look it up. I don't want to be an idiot and tell people.
Eugene, you asked this in a very leading way to us, but you are a classical music nut, which is why I
assumed I'm super down with classical. Well, my mom was a pianist, so I was exposed to it very young.
But, you know, our idea of classical is very limited, too. Most of us think of just, like, the romantic composers, and it's, like, very much like you got Beethoven, Mozart, Bach. Tchaikovsky, and Bach. They're like, okay, that's it. But, you know, there's so much. It's such a broad thing. If you include Zimmer, you include, mm-hmm. like, Philip Glass. If you include contemporary composers, then you're
Cardi
like,
B.
Yeah, exactly. It's kind of like, are we talking just basically music with a symphony, or is it the era of classical that we always associate
with?
Dude,
we got to get Cardi, if you're listening, we got to get Cardi to throw down over some classical music.
That would be fucking awesome.
That would be awesome.
Yeah,
that'd
be good.
Oh, there's remixes on YouTube.
Yeah, and they're always great.
Yeah, mm-hmm. They're just like, here's Cardi over Canon D. It's just like, yeah. It's cool. You Google remixes like that. They even have Baroque remixes of things.
I think actually I'd be more into a Baroque cover of pop music than a traditional Baroque music.
I'll send you some links.
I would love to. I would love that. That'd be great.
All right. So classical is great, but Baroque is broke.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Now, back to the house. Y'all believe in taking off your shoes when you go in the house every time?
Oh, it's so tricky.
What? Okay, Miles, you have the floor.
Here's my thing.
Oh.
I get it, all right? And I get the shoeless house. I grew up in a shoeless house. I don't have a shoeless house right now, although we're reconsidering it. We're bringing it to a vote because it's a hard, it has to be a group decision. It can't be
democratic
one.
Democratic society.
There can't be a solo chaos agent running in with boots on, okay? Mm-hmm. So you have to all do it at the same time. The problem is if I'm outside, I'm inside, I'm doing it. You just don't want to be the person that's like, oh, actually, I'm so sorry. Can you take your shoes off? You know, that's a bad person to be.
Miles, I am that person, and I delight in it. I love the fucking power that it gives me when people come to my house and go, oh, actually, maybe just stop right there. Shoes off, motherfucker.
You've got carpet.
I've got carpet. That changes the game a little
huge,
bit.
Huge. I'd say every carpeted house should be a no-shoe household.
So much harder to clean.
It's just, it
for sure.
It's also just like, yeah,
it's never coming
out. A carpet
out.
Is going to act like a brush for your shoe, and it will literally steal the dirt from your shoe. Whereas a hardwood floor or a laminate floor is much more excusable to be a shoe in house. I have the most controversial opinion. I fucking love socks and shoes. I want my feet to be in socks and shoes all the time, except for when I'm in the shower, except when I'm in bed. I want to have socks and shoes on all the time.
You're the opposite of those barefoot people.
I'm barefoot right now on the couch. Look at me go. Yeah,
and you barely wear shoes when you do. You're wearing those.
I'm wearing my Birks.
Your Birks.
Love it.
And Becky also doesn't want to wear shoes, only wears like Birkenstocks now. I'm like, no, I want socks.
I want that
sneakers.
Hug on your foot.
I love, and my feet as a result are the softest feet in the world because they're always socks and shoes. They never get feeling the strain of
all
the
right,
real
take
world.
Them out. Let's feel them.
They're hot. They're in socks and shoes.
Hot and soft.
They're going to feel like slightly
look
warm.
Look at that.
Look how soft they are. Like the callus parts are
they
barely calloused.
Softer than mine? I don't think your feet are softer
like
than mine.
This.
I don't know.
I'm
man.
Just feeling
this
it.
This is the second time we've had the feet out on the pod.
Okay, you know what? I'm going to admit something. His feet are softer than mine.
You know what will feel funny? Put your feet together.
Yeah, all right.
That's a very intimate. Rare thing. So intimate.
Here's something crazy. You've got pretty big feet for your height.
Thanks, man.
Like really, though.
Well, so
like,
the legend goes.
Ned, you take off your shoes?
Look, man, I would love to be able to take my shoes off, but with a 2.5-year-old running in and out all day, what's the point? I'm going to be sweeping nearly every day anyways, so, you know, I don't make a big deal about it. If I'm planning on going right back out the door, I'll keep my shoes on. Yeah. If I forget, who gives a crap? But like my, you know, if I'm home, I'm going to stay home. Not only do I take my shoes off, I take my pants off and I put on my sweatpants. I call those my home pants, my home attire. I like if I'm done for the day and I'm like in the house, I try and get as cozy as possible.
My dudes, you got to get some house slippers. You gotta get those little slippies for your house.
No.
You walking around, it's you're living your golden god.
Yeah, a little different for me. I don't do house slippers, but they sound nice. Sure,
they're great.
I
why
don't
not?
Even have pajamas.
No, of course.
Really?
Not.
No, and
me
I
neither.
Never have.
Me neither.
When I was a child, I slept in jeans.
What?
That's
what?
Weird.
Wait.
Whoa, 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 whoa. I was on your team and I was ready to follow you to Valhalla, but what the fuck, dude?
When I was growing up, whatever clothes I wore, I slept in those clothes.
Weren't you sweaty?
Eventually, yes, I would learn that I would. Then I switched to like, okay, I'll sleep without a shirt on.
Wait, you slept in denim?
You're never
I slept
nude.
In all my clothes, just because like I was like, what? Who cares? Mm. Why would I change my clothes
comfort.
To sleep? Well, I didn't find them that much more comfortable, and also just the act of changing my clothes, ugh.
You're too busy playing.
But that's
I was
why
too
I
busy
just...
fucking watching TV or playing frisbee, or unless I was like especially filthy, yeah. Then I would not. Then I would like change my clothes, but I would just change my clothes into other clothes, which would inevitably be normal pants and a shirt, and that would be jeans most of the time. As a child,
it is funny. I think as a kid, I associated night clothes like nightgowns and pajamas as adult stuff. Or
yeah.
old people
yeah.
stuff. I thought it was like grandparents had pajamas.
Well, let's throw this next one down. Pajamas, yes or no? Oh. Eugene?
Now? No. I mean, I'm an underwear guy. I sleep yeah. underwear or like naked or maybe mm. like maybe a
maybe
shirt.
A cape.
So wait, yeah. you can oscillate between underwear and naked sleeping. Like it ain't no thing.
Yeah.
Really? Do you ever get...
I can't.
I mean, my problem with sleeping naked, because I want to be the type of person who does that, but I find that, like, I'm rolling over and my dick's right, you know? I just, yeah. like, it's too much. It's too floppy.
I am certain I've talked about this on the podcast. I am incapable of sleeping naked. I wake up. My body feels, like, exposed yeah. and weird, and things are going places they shouldn't. Like, I need it to yeah. be controlled.
Usually there's some dong flippage happening.
A little bit of flippage.
I often dick's only
on my shoulder.
Sleeping.
Well, did you get there?
Then yeah. you just, you know, you're passed out. You wake up at 4 a.m. You're like, shoot, I should drink some water and put some pants on.
I hate the feeling. I hate it.
I love pajamas. Pajamas are the best. I don't sleep in pajamas because I get very hot at night. Yeah. I usually sleep in boxers and a soft t-shirt. But I love pajamas, sweatpants, cozy clothes. Like, it's just like I have a whole drawer dedicated to cozy clothes.
Cozy
and
clothes.
It's called my pajama drawer, but actually there's six pairs of sweatpants in there. So it's all, you know, I kind of loop sweatpants in, but like pajamas are the best. They're soft, they're cozy.
But you don't sleep in them.
No, they're for like they're for hanging out. You wake up, you want to hang out for a little bit, you put on your cozy pants. You get home, you want to watch TV, you put on your cozy pants.
Now tell me, I'm a wake up, hang out in my underwear for as long as possible kind of guy. I do yoga in my underwear. I don't wear a shirt or pants. Like when my morning routine is like an hour and a half of just underoo time. Will that be forced to change when I have a child?
No. In fact, it accelerates. However, once he gets older, yeah, I hang out in my underwear for longer.
5 hours of underwear.
It takes a lot to leave the house. But once he is old enough to want to like go outside and run around, then it's a little tricky. I don't really want to be that guy just like cruising out in my front yard with my boxers on. I do it fairly often, but then he wants to go out on the street.
Hi, Mrs.
Explore.
Murphy. Good morning.
Hey, like, thanks. I have a hedge. but yeah, I've often, if I'm planning on staying inside, I'll just put on my pajama pants. If I'm forced to go outside, I'll put on workout shorts. Mm. And then you can leave the option of like, oh, maybe I'll exercise later. Mm-hmm. Maybe.
Yeah, workout shorts for me are just shorts. Any old short. I could work out in these shorts if I wanted to. I have a belt on. A little workout with a belt.
Oh, if you squat, though, do they rip open?
I don't squat.
Miles, you used to go into the sauna and put your denim back on, all right?
Yeah, that was a hard time in my life. Now I don't go to the sauna because the gym's closed. I'm but sorry. Yeah, I would do full body leg sweat, put my denim back on, get my car
That's
stopping
disgusting.
Wet, and drive Ew. Home. Yeah.
Miles.
I know.
How do you even get your jeans on?
It's same way you get to Carnegie Hall.
I know it'd be. I think would be a really funny like obstacle course would be something where you start in your underwear and you have to put on fully drenched clothing. Like trying to put on a pair of soaked jeans and a soaked sweater is so difficult, and then you'd have to like run another place and then take them off and put on another sopping wet item. It just if you've it's ever funny. Done it, yeah. it's impossible to put on a pair of soaking wet jeans.
That's what wet t-shirt contests should be.
Yeah,
make
right.
Make it a challenge.
Obstacle course.
Stop getting nude. Put on some clothes.
Gross. Yeah. Put it on.
Come on.
You know, masturbator verdict. Depends on the house for the shoes, but generally I'd say, you know, respect the person who's telling you.
It's telling you. But you're, don't. This is not a shoes off house.
Matt wants it to be. I'm the rebel, but I grew up in an Asian household, so yeah. I never could walk in the house with shoes. It was like I'd get hit if I did that. Well, so I guys- when I got out of when I went into college, you better believe I fucking walked right into that dorm with my shoes on.
Shoes on the bed,
and I would sit on the bed with shoes. I was like shoes everywhere. Uh-huh. Now though, Matt like enforces the shoes off policy.
The thing is, you guys got a patio, so you know you're like, you say you have us over, we go inside.
Right, it's hard.
We're going inside, outside, inside, outside.
That's a little tough.
We can't be taking our shoes
off.
That's
a little tough. Yeah,
unless but I will you provide say, everyone with house slippers.
With the sleeping situation, everyone's right except for Keith. You probably shouldn't be sleeping in your jeans.
I mean, I don't crazy. Anymore.
it's like, crazy.
That's up there child, with Miles Sana jeans.
Yeah. As a child, I just did whatever was the laziest option.
I can't think of a worse experience than sleeping in denim.
I was asleep. You know, I was asleep. I don't experience the night.
Oh, I'm here's sleeping. A good topic is like morning versus evening showers. Because Ariel dragged me for this on You Can Sit With Us. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do not go listen to it.
What did she say?
Well, she dragged me for sometimes taking two showers a day.
Three. Not what it was, no, man. It was like three or four. Three. A day.
Okay.
But did you work out? Did you work out?
Like exaggeration because she exaggerates.
Were you sweaty?
Yeah, is that
why? Drag her, Ned.
She's a liar.
if you're go sweaty, off, though, Ned.
If you're really fucking sweaty and dirty, then a shower is warranted. Yeah.
Yeah. It's, you know, one for working out, one because you're taking a bath with Wes, and one because maybe you had a little sexy time and you need to like have a shower after.
I understand all of these reasons. I am as a hot person who sweats from sitting and doing a podcast. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I will take a shower at night because I was especially sweaty at night, and then like in the morning I'm like, I'm gonna just take another shower. But I know Ned, I showered last night.
Ned's initial question is morning or night as your prime shower.
Yeah, what's your prime shower?
That's part of it. And then morning. Also how many showers is it
and then
acceptable?
Also can I take
here's this morning.
Can I take five? That's cool.
Yeah, give your vote. Morning.
Morning is top shower, and here's why. Just real quick, is the morning is like the last chance before I see people to get myself clean.
Okay, so
you're
morning.
I'm gonna sweat at night because I get hot.
Zach, what are you?
I am firm morning. I rely on it to wake me up, also to like look even remotely presentable. But I think it triggers something in my brain. Maggie is a night showerer and has strong arguments against mine, so I know the debate.
I am a night shower. Okay. I'm an evening shower because I don't want to go into my bed dirty.
That's her thing.
Yeah, because then your sheets get dirty.
Right, but okay, but then my counter to that is like, you sweat when you sleep. You're laying in, like...
Most people don't sweat like crazy when they sleep.
But sweat sometimes. Comes out of your body. Like, you are laying in a thing, you're going to get filthy, and when you wake up, you've been like laying in one... position with stuff. Yeah, you are grosser when you wake up than when you went to
you
sleep.
You should do both. Yeah, but why would you get even more gross? Like,
yeah,
because
I'm gonna clean it.
And also, a lot of people,
I'm already getting swamp ass here, just sitting for an hour talking to you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think especially
you're dropping mental images. I do not want.
If you like, so I work out in the evening a lot too.
Okay.
And if you play sports or do stuff like that, like a lot of that it happens towards the end of the day. So it just makes sense that you're like, you wake up, you do go about your day, and then when you go to sleep, you're just cleaning off all the shit, that all the exercise you did during
the day. Dude, I would say my best type of day would be like, you work out like right, like first thing in the morning, then you take a shower, mm-hmm. right? Mm. So you get that, you get to have
start
your day with a shower,
yeah.
And you've gotten some exercise in, and you're cleaning off the sweat, and then like, in the evening's great too.
Have lunch, little afternoon shower. Make dinner while dinner's cooling. Quick shower.
Yeah,
quick.
I often have a bath with Wes. It's like, you know, we just like play in the bath or whatever. So that counts.
Are you evening or morning then?
In general, all of that.
I would love to do two showers a day. It's just like socially not
two
very
showers
respected.
Minimum.
Yeah. I think if I had to characterize myself. Tough, because if I'm sweaty, got all sweaty during the day, I have to shower before bed. But my preferred way to wake up would be like, bam, shower, like, let's get going.
But y'all showered yesterday night, right?
Yes.
So yesterday we had a very sweaty day filming a video. Yeah. Yes, I had to shower, but then I woke up, took another shower, start my day off
right. This morning, I did not shower.
I also did not this morning.
I feel fine about, but... I
Ned, I didn't want to say anything. It shows.
Miles,
my hair's a mess.
What are you?
You can cash me at the tub.
Okay, don't bring up the bath. We're not talking Jesus about baths this podcast. We talk about baths every podcast.
I'll reiterate. I shower rarely these days.
So when do you go in the bath? Then? Is it morning or evening?
Your bath is your cleaning time.
I go into the bath usually at like 10 p.m. 9
okay,
p.m.
so you're evening
p.m.
washing.
Pretty late, to be honest.
Evening washing boy.
Wait, you scrub your body in the bath?
Like I've said before. I don't know, he's scrub queen.
He's actually said before that he takes baths without soap sometimes.
Sometimes I'm looking for the heat. I'm not looking for
that's
the
what
spice.
I do. To me, a bath is a luxury experience.
It's a water sauna.
It's for your body, for your muscles. It ain't for the cleaning.
We're mm-hmm. also forgetting, like, when you're an adult or in a relationship, when you have sex typically also determines, because you gotta like wash up after sex. Mm-hmm. Sex is not a clean experience most of the time.
Do you guys wash your full body after sex?
Well, how else are you gonna get all that honey off?
I mean, you gotta wash. You gotta at least wash.
What a terrible experience!
The main areas.
Yeah, I get that, but can't you just kind of like slap around with some water?
I mean, you could do that type of bath, which is like a very quick, just balls and
butts and nuts,
a little sink shower.
But yeah, I'd say that I typically do it more in the evening,
sure.
So it just makes more sense to. You know, you get a workout, you get a really fucking workout in, then you get another workout in. And
this
then
is why I feel like I was being dragged for three showers. It's totally, when you put the sex angle in, which she did not discuss, and you get the workout angle in, and obviously having a bath with Wes is totally cool. So, like, that's like mm-hmm. three, like, easily explainable.
You know what? The only thing.
It's not weird at all from that perspective. Mm-hmm.
This is the one thing I don't ordain because I think it's your choice. Mm-hmm. But people who go in showers mm-hmm. just to, like, stand there for hours. Like, people are like, I just took a 10-minute shower. I'm like, what are you doing? You're wasting water.
I hate
and you're
showers.
Standing in a hot shower.
Yeah.
And people do that because they're like, that's how I relax.
The
and guilt I'm like,
on Ned's face right now.
A little different for me, Dan.
More than 10 minutes?
Not about more than 10 minutes, but like, at least one of those three showers is going to have some meditative qualities. Yeah.
Are you in the shower for 50 minutes a day? How much time is spent? Okay.
It's like totally. Some of them are washed up, but sometimes you're just letting the water wash over you and you're thinking about stuff. That's how you get some like creative ideas happening. You see the connections, you're kind of meditating. Look, I don't do yoga. I don't take a bath.
I shower.
Except with my son. Like a shower is a very meditative moment.
I agree with that.
And if you're mischaracterizing it, Ariel, by saying he's in there for 20 minutes, it's not true. It might be on occasion, but I think 10 minutes is totally reasonable.
Yeah.
If I'm just in there to wash and then get out, that's a waste of time. That's like, oh, I'm just want to drink Soylent for my meals. Like sometimes you gotta enjoy your moment.
Okay, here's one thing I will say about showers is I used to really hate showers because I had a bad shower. Like, it was small, it was cramped. I have moved recently, and I have an amazing shower, and it's just changed the game. Like, I love taking a shower because I don't have to both step over and duck my head at the same time, which is
warm
what I used to have to do as a giant. I don't have to lean over to get my head to reach under the spigot mm-hmm. because I'm so giant. And also, it's more spacious. I don't have to be, I feel like when I used to shower in, like, a bathtub shower, I was crumpled up the whole time.
Yeah.
The whole experience, mm-hmm. I'm a crumpled version of myself. And now I'm finally free. I'm free. I can stand. I can walk around. I can take a step.
That's good.
To the all left, right. To the right, to the front, to the back.
Master debater verdict. Everyone's opinions are valid except for Miles' weird bath shit.
Go off, King.
You don't even clean yourself in
drag
the bath.
Drag me, bitch.
Miles, are you one of those people that unplugs the drain and sits in it while it empties?
Hell yeah. I'm sitting in the drain watching The Walking Dead season 9. Getting close to the end. The water gets out and I'm in the tub fully just in an empty wet tub like a rat for like an additional 10 minutes.
Oh, oh my god.
I hate how much I share with Miles because hearing him, he's fucking clearly crazy, but I do the same thing. It's a joy. And then, but then you got to fill up some cold water because when you're soaking in that tub for 20, 30 minutes, your body temperature rises to an alarming
level.
You get a
fever.
And yeah, you are true. Very hot.
Talk about sweating in the bed.
Yeah, okay. So you gotta cool yourself.
Using as much water as me.
I'm segueing us out of this because we talk too much about beds.
One more.
Here's
they
good,
don't wash their good, legs in the shower.
Here's a good
I wash
question.
My legs in the shower.
Here's a great Someone question.
I do sometimes. Now because you guys shamed me into wasting more soap.
Here's a great question.
Wasting soap?
Yeah, my legs, how dirty could they get? Just because they're covered in ants.
You sleep in denim.
I don't anymore. I was a child.
What is better? What is better?
While you're in the bath, that's
what
your
is
me
better?
Time. That's your relaxation. Okay,
what is? I'm taking us out of baths, guys. We spent 12 podcasts talking about baths.
Welcome to the bath.
What is better, being smaller or being taller?
Oh, it's a totally different topic. Well, it'll take me a second to get out of bath zone.
Small v tall.
Small v
tall. Small v
tall.
What? This is tough because we're all
you
tall
only
people.
Have one experience. I guess I've had the short experience in my life and now I don't anymore, but you've never had the tall experience, right, Zach?
Well, I'm taller than I was.
That's true.
I'm taller than people. Here's the deal. When you're tall, you got back problems. You're looking down on people all your life. You got that little hunch. Also, you hit your head on stuff all the time. That sucks.
That's true.
When you're small, you're great at hide and seek. You can shop in every clothing department. You can wear the fun shirts that you wore as a kid to sleep that were too big. Now they fit you because you're just a regular size. You know what? I'm not small. I'm regular size. Thank you. And
it doesn't have to be from you. It could be just for
I can crawl into
people.
Burrows and hide.
I think it is mostly advantageous to not be tall in society. However, I think people envy the tall experience a lot.
Counterpoint, for every inch higher you are, you make on average $700 more a year.
Which is wow. crazy to me.
Yeah, that, tall people are more successful in life. It's better to be tall.
Yeah, but
statistically, they're more likely to die.
Yeah, yes. Tall people nice. Die early.
But less likely to become astronauts.
Huh.
I'm split on the matter.
It's almost like, what do you personally value? Do you want people to envy you and your hotness and your $700 more? Or do you want to fit into places that the
or
average person can
go to space, motherfucker.
Fit?
That's yeah. right.
I like the tall experience. It's my only option, first of all. But I do. I love when someone asks me to get something from a tall shelf in a grocery store. Yeah. I'm a hero in that moment. Mm.
And the gams, legs for days.
Legs for days, which is great. It does make pants shopping a little tough in your formative years mm-hmm. because you have goofy waist and length ratio, and even now it's sort of difficult to find.
You, Keith, I believe we talked at length last week, had a hernia from being tall.
It's true.
Whoa. Being yes. tall broke your body.
It did. Man, I agree. That's why I said I think generally it's better to be small because it's more average, and I think average is good in a lot of scenarios. Like,
and your circulation works better.
Also, when you, Zach, visit a colonial house, guess what? You don't have to duck. I go to historical houses. Everyone used to only be 5 feet tall, apparently. Apparently, about 100 years ago or 300
we
years
were
ago,
much shorter.
People were yeah. itty-bitty people, and they just they didn't have to go through doors. And I go to those places, I can't stand up straight. The ceiling's not tall enough.
Miles, you're a big boy.
Yeah.
How do you feel?
I think that it's better to be tall because people think that tallness equals hotness. But if you've seen some of the tall guys, they're freaks.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's better to be tall because people are always like, hey, do you play basketball? And I'm like, no. And
what about that disappointment, Miles?
Yeah.
That must sting. You know what people
stings.
Expect from me?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. They look at me and go, yeah. You're probably like not great at most things. I'm like, you're right, but maybe I'll surprise you.
Yeah. And I think a lot of like people of the opposite sex are like, I just want somebody's tall. That's like a really key criteria.
Yeah.
Or so I've heard.
Yeah. And it's tough for we're bringing up women. Like a lot mm-hmm. of women don't want to necessarily be taller than all the men in mm-hmm. terms of like traditional social constructs because
yeah.
it's very hard for a woman over 5'9", 5'10", to be like, well, fuck, like none of the guys want to date me if they're shorter than me.
Are you and Ariel about the same height?
Mm-hmm.
What does she?
She's like an inch shorter than me.
Okay. Does she have the thing where she, Maggie's often will not want to wear heels at a certain height because she doesn't want to look taller in photos. Mm,
no, it makes her feel like a supermodel.
But that is a legitimate thing.
Yeah, yeah. Ariel's sister, who was, I think, like 6 foot or 6'1", maybe, she like set her dating app selector to be like, find men that are only taller than me.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
It's a thing. I have heard women who are tall being mad at short women dating tall men because they're taking away the man who's taller than them. Like, they're like, just go a couple inches taller. You want a like short girl date someone who's like over a foot taller. Like, that's not fair. Like, you don't need that much more height than you. I've got no selection
and that's because there's a lot of couples like that.
There's
like my older
like
sister, she's 5'2", and her husband is 6'4".
Yeah, that's a big.
So they get looks from some people being like, damn, there's so much gap between that.
That must hurt. How do they kiss? How do they, you know, you got to lean all the way.
It's like being in a colonial house all the time.
It's tough, man.
I feel like that's just asking for back problems.
You don't stand up and make out.
He gets on the step stool.
Yeah, I mean, what's the height difference between you and Becky? She's like short-ish.
Yeah, she's, I think, 7 or 8 inches shorter than me.
That's not crazy, though.
Yeah. But it's sizable.
That's pretty crazy compared to my relationship.
How about you, Miles?
Yeah, Sarah's shorter than me, but it's not a ton. I do think that she likes to get on her tippy toes and give me a little kiss.
Yeah, it's cute.
She thinks that's cute.
That's like fun.
That's fun for her, I think. Right. And I think that I do have, like, I have always, I'm fucking huge, obviously, like Keith, but I'm fucking huge. I slouch a lot, and so I have bad posture because I want to be at eye level with people when I'm talking to them.
Yeah.
And it makes me, my back bad, but I'm on the same level.
Same, yeah. There's nothing, that's the biggest thing. There's no world that's built up here. Right, like when I go to gas station bathrooms, my face is above the mirror.
Yeah,
I can't see myself. I'm bigger. Like, there's just things that are like, there's nothing up here. Why would I live my life up here? The whole world's
pain
down here.
Of a gas station mirror.
Yeah, typically the gas station mirrors. If they even have mirrors, a lot of gas stations don't have mirrors. I guess people break them and kill people. I don't know.
They're just hidden underneath the sink where you'll never find them.
I would never find
that's
that.
That's for us.
Pee on your legs too. There's because you're pissing in the toilet, it's like pissing off a building.
Oh, yeah.
There's splashback.
Yeah.
That's what you're not considering, that being tall, you're going to get pee on your legs.
Yeah.
Stronger splashback.
Yeah, stronger splashback.
And you can see everybody's dicks.
Yeah.
You don't want to.
Well, but if you're, though.
I mean, if you're too short, you got to pee upwards over the urinal.
That's a hilarious image. Peeing up into
a No, but that's why they have the one child urinal.
You know, you got to arc it.
When I or Miles have to use the child urinal, it's crazy because my dick is fully above the top of the urinal. Like, way above, like a foot above the top of the urinal. It's like, this is crazy. If I peed full force, I could just pee straight on the wall. Not even on the handle, wall.
We'll often all go to the bathroom together, and when I'm conscious, I will take the child's urinal so that Keith can have the full grown. But normally, I don't think, and I just, you know, I walk in first. I take the one that is for me as an adult, and I look over and I see poor Keith at the kid's one, and I just kind of go like,
okay. I mean, I can pee in it. my pee will go in there. That's fine. But it's so far.
I get a little twisted pleasure in watching you suffer through that.
Yeah, that's funny. I can see your dick, though.
So the verdict is grass is greener, huh?
Grass is greener.
But tall people can see
Zach's
other
dick.
People's Zach's dick.
Zach's dick. Just
everybody can see Zach's dick from a mile away.
You can miss it.
You know, we can't have a master debater without the classic question.
Oh,
cats v dogs.
We have to
revisit this. We've discussed this many times, but we have a former cat boy who now has a dog. We have someone who seemed generally neutral but now has a cat because you also used to have dogs.
I definitely have more opinions.
We have a
now.
Boy over here who used to be afraid of dogs and has a dog.
That's
and
true.
I don't know Miles' situation, but I'd be curious to hear.
I'm trying to get a dog. I'm looking for a dog. Sarah
get
and I
cat.
Want a dog. Yeah. Cats.
Get a cat.
Here's the thing about cats is they're doing their own thing. You know what I'm saying? And I'm looking for a big ass dog. I want a fucking big behemoth dude.
Like a German, like a St. Bernard.
Fight YB's
something
dog.
Like that. I wanted to
YB's dog is perfect dog.
Yes.
It's a gorgeous dog.
I would take that dog. Only that one. Because Louie is the most wonderfully behaved, giant, beautiful dog. It's
big old husky.
A beautiful miracle dog.
Yeah, beautiful dog.
Beautiful dog.
So what's
we all want YB's dog.
What's your stance? Zach, you have an interesting perspective.
Well, I have a far more nuanced perspective than I used to, and I for that reason, I think I'm going to take the back seat for a minute.
Whoa.
And let the discussion...
So you think your views are superior?
You're just going
to like lay it all down. I think that... So you guys have let me know about something that I think is very true. It's similar to the oat milk thing where when you're like allergic to something,
yes.
you like it less. Like, I don't really like cats that much. And Zach was like, oh, that's just because you're allergic. And I'm like, no. And then I'm like, I think it is true.
It's one of my grand unifying theories of life is that like 75% plus of people who hate cats are just allergic to cats.
Yeah. So like I think you'd love whole milk if you could tolerate
it. 100%.
Yeah.
Whole milk? Obviously.
Whole milk is like drinking unsweetened whipped cream. It's so incredible.
Anyways, that's not the topic. But yeah, I prefer dogs to cats, but I think it's just because I'm unfortunately allergic to cats.
What do you like about dogs?
I like that you can play with them. I like that, you know, they like seem to be friendlier. And I guess like in my head, I'm like, well, I guess you can play with cats too. But like, playing fetch, like running around, the energy. Like I just love, you know, doing that with dogs. But like Bean barks a lot and it's annoying as hell when the baby's napping.
Definitely, I think cats are easier.
100%.
So that is to me a plus because the cats are easier now. But cats have a way wide ranging personality spectrum. And if you have a good cat's better than any other pet you could ever have. If you have a bad cat, it's a piece of fucking shit and it's awful and you don't want that.
A demon.
I have an amazing cat. He actually has a lot of dog attributes where like we were on our trip and came home. He like wanted to hang out with us. He was like, where have you been? This is great. Give me pets. And now he's even gone into like full on, I want belly rubs. Like you start petting him and like a dog, he rolls over and is like, belly.
Oh. The best cats are often dog-like. They are loyal. Mm. They want, you know, they come when called. The best dogs are cat-like.
Yeah.
They're low maintenance. They're chill. They're not erratic and barking at the... Mm-hmm. So you want animals that have the traits of each other. Mm-hmm. I think it really depends on where you are in your life. A dog is a huge burden of responsibility, but actually for where I am in my life right now, it really has been helpful. I have chronic pain.
Right.
Having a dog has forced me to be more active and to go on walks and to just have like to take on more responsibility in my relationship. I think it has been a good thing for me. But
probably like helped you get engaged, right? Like that kind of like takes you to the next level, you know? It's like, well, it's like you kind of, you're like, okay, I really like this person.
You co-own a dog.
Like, I want to make sure that we're compatible in the like caring for another being.
Yeah, I mean, Bowie was like, well, shit, dude, got to lock that dog down. Guess I got need the woman to. but with a cat, I think cats are cats, you can just force, they're like little loaves of bread that you can force to do whatever you want. So like dogs have their own opinions and wants. Bowie sometimes is like, get the fuck away from me. I want to go lay down over there. And I'm like, no, I want to cuddle you. And he's like, no, leave me alone. Whereas a cat, just pick him up, flop him and just play with him. And then he runs away and pick him up, flop him, cuddle with him again.
That was the stereotype with cats.
Well,
where sometimes they just want to be left alone.
Good cats, bad. Yeah.
They do, but you can overpower them.
You can do.
But they can, but that's what I'm saying. A bad cat. It just hides from you all day, like doesn't want to be a hat, and they suck. And like the worst is like what I was so happy with Alfred is that when guests came over, he was just like, hey, what's up? How's it going?
You need to earn a cat's respect.
But I love that like I don't like when you go to a place and there's like a cat or an animal and the animal doesn't want to say hello. It like doesn't want, it was like afraid of you. Like that's no fun.
And
cats
also,
are very notoriously that way.
They're both so funny.
Oh, yeah.
Dogs, cats, so funny.
They do funny stuff.
So funny.
They're idiots. Alfred, God love him, wants to hump everything in the middle of the night. Hilarious. And he also sleeps on our bed, which means he's humping some part of the bed at night. Hilarious.
Here's the other thing, though. I'm going away. I'm taking like a little retreat for a couple weeks and figuring out what to do with Bowie. It's a several thousand dollar investment. Like every time I go away somewhere, it is just such... You know,
you gotta get
cost,
dog sitting friends.
Yeah,
we send Bean to my sister's. It's great.
Yeah,
sometimes
well,
we just
little...
send Bean to my sister's when he's getting too annoying.
Like Bean, you got babies.
You gotta be going to my sister's. Yeah, it's true. Once the baby came, he just immediately he went from being our baby to being our dog.
to being a guy you let stay at your house.
dude on the couch.
I mean, it's still part of the family, but, you know, lower, like, as he went from S tier to like B tier.
Eugene, you know, I think I'm notoriously known as being a very pro dog person.
Yeah.
So I've often in videos like said shit about cats, but I'm actually like probably the most pro animal person.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Every morning I wake up and I tell Matt, I want a cat or I want a rabbit or I want two other dogs. Mm. And what's funny
a
is
the cat would be crazed at your house with those
I
dogs.
Want a cat. I want a cat really bad. Yeah. And the problem is I'm allergic to cats.
Yeah.
But I had the opposite thing where I didn't hate it because I was allergic. I became more interested in cats because I was allergic.
Yeah, you want what you can't have.
So whenever I went to people's houses, so my whole thing was I would actually follow neighborhood cats and try to like play with them. And mm-hmm. Whenever I go to someone's house who has a cat, I ignore the rest of the party and eventually I just find the cat.
Yeah, because when
the cat ignores
over?
Me, all I want to do is impress it. And that weirdly, I think fits my personality type really well. Like sometimes my dogs are really fucking annoying.
Anyone
they
can
follow
get win
me.
Over a dog.
Kimbop,
easy.
Kimbop follows me into the bathroom to watch me take a shit.
Yeah.
And sometimes I look at him, I'm like, do you have nothing better to do?
He doesn't. He
but
has
I love
nothing
him like a child.
Do.
And I'm just like, you know what would be great? Having more animal children that can then play off each other. For me, it's more, you should just have more pets of different types so they can bounce personality types off each other.
But I feel like Keith growing up, there's a limit, right? You there's had like a wild, like so many dogs household.
So many dogs. And the problem with that was that I was born into someone else's choices of how many pets we would have. Mm. And so but I had to do the chores for animals that I didn't choose, right? So I had to feed 3 outside dogs, 2 inside dogs and 100,000 outside cats every day and make sure they all had water and like go and like take them on walks.
Would
and
that
like,
be your dream, Eugene?
It was awful.
Well, I don't have the space for it, but I think that I have enough space for a 4th dog and or cat. I mean, once you have 3, guys,
tell
I have
me,
3 dogs.
Tell me how you think you could bring a cat into that household of tornado dogs.
Well, they're really not that. Actually, to be fair, I think I have the most calm dogs out of everyone here. They actually sit when
yeah,
you come
when
any
they,
house
they,
you walk
they,
in.
They bark the
when
last,
they chill
the
out.
Least.
Yeah, they don't bark. I mean, Kimbop starts barking, but
Bowie
that's because
and
our
like,
windows
can do more tricks. Yeah, and shit,
all of
but they don't fight. They chill
after hour one. Chill out.
But generally, my dogs are pretty. Actually, they're pretty sedentary. Unfortunately, I want them to actually be more active, but that's why I want a huge dog.
You want trade?
I want like a mile sized dog. Yeah, but both we haven't tested Kimbop yet, but both. Pesto and Emma go to 2 different friends' houses with cats and they get along with the cat. So it really depends on the cat.
Yeah, it would depend on the cat.
Yeah, so for this cat, if I got a cat, they'd have to like the dogs. And I think that's actually maybe a bigger hurdle for me than the dogs liking the cat. And Kimbop's going to like anyone he gets near. So it's going to come down to the cat. And I think that's the biggest challenge. Less my dogs, more of this cat.
You should get a cat
okay
like Alfred
dogs.
Who's bigger than all your dogs.
Yeah, I don't want a big old cat.
Get Alfred.
Oh, man. Fat cat. Fat cat,
fat
tiny
cat.
Dogs. Oh. That'd
Alfred,
be so cute.
It's a good cartoon.
That's
name.
A good cartoon.
Huge. We were gone for
it's a
week.
Big cat.
We had friends come and feed him, and I don't know what happened. It looks
just
like
feed him ham
he looks
shanks.
Pregnant. He's so fucking.
What if
big.
It's actually Alfreda?
He's not. I've seen his dick. it's not. He's not a lady. He's not gonna have babies. But I want to. But I we have a stray cat that's been hanging out outside recently, and last night we tried to see. If the cat would be a friend.
Are you sure it's a stray cat? It's not a neighbor's cat.
Well, we're not sure, no. It's got no collar, but it was very afraid of us, which tells me it is a feral stray cat. But we gave it a little tiny bit of food and water, just a little bit, because it was sleeping outside.
By the way,
so
for the people
cute.
Out there, don't leave milk out for the cats. You think that that's the thing in movies. Cats don't drink milk.
No, they will, but they shouldn't.
They shouldn't.
Thank you.
Yeah,
that was I remember won't. When I was a kid. That was like in cartoons. Like leave out a little milk for the cat for the stray cats. Don't do that. Bad for them.
Yeah, we just put a little cat food and water out there. It had a little snack.
Oat milk though.
We tried to say hello.
Oat milk's okay.
It darted away, but the cat's around. We're gonna try to court the cat if we can. It's a beautiful cat.
Man, it sounds like the debater verdict is get a cat-like dog or a dog-like cat, and you're set.
Do you guys ever get weirded out if your dog watches you have sex? We had Lauren DIY.
You're making me imagine you have sex a lot.
I'm sorry. Well, we just had Lauren DIY on Baby Steps, and it was the sex episode where we talked about like sex before kids versus after kids. Really learned a lot about Lauren DIY sex life. Anyways, one thing that came up was like dogs watching you. Is that like?
Yeah, I don't like it.
Is that weird to you?
I don't like it. I make sure the dogs are in their crates
or in a different room.
Because like, if they get up on the bed with you,
also they're watching you. Dogs and cats. I mean, depending on your pet, but in general, they watch what you do. So they're not like ignoring you. They probably think you're just playing around or something. But I think at some point, a certain smart animal will get that something, some hanky panky's going on,
and they. Mm-hmm. They leave you alone.
Out of respect for my partner, I definitely have no hilarious stories.
Yeah,
no need to share.
This has been a great episode. Let's kick it on over to Miles for advice that'll go for miles with Miles Bonsignore.
If you need some advice, look no further than advice that'll go for miles. Woo. Don't have to think twice. It's time for a segment of advice that'll go for miles. Woo. If you need a new way to spice up your life or need a shitty product review, he's the youngest and least experienced. It's advice that'll go for miles. Host, Miles
Bonsignore. Yeah! I love that.
Big ol' ass shout out to @toothonastring. Thanks for the freaking song. Have you ever wanted to be a steamy little bun?
Better not be, though.
Yeah, but bad.
This
is bad.
Don't go to bath stuff again.
It can't be bath.
It ain't gonna be bath. But have you ever wanted to have a dumpling that is restaurant quality and prepped for dumping?
Should we get dumplings for lunch?
Absolutely.
Oh, to a bath house.
Panda alert.
No, Miles.
Who's a panda that has big wings and ears and claws and toes?
Kung Fu Panda?
Panda Express?
Instant Pot can suck my dick. Microwaves can slung my lung. But a bamboo steamer can fuck me all night long.
Oh my God.
Use a bamboo steamer to cook your frozen dumpies. Mm-hmm. I've been using a bamboo steamer that the house owner left in a cabinet at my home. We found it recently, and we've been using it, and it is so much fucking better than just like a metal steamer.
Where was it?
It was in a cabinet above the stove. I think I knew it was there, but I was like, I'm never going to use that.
Okay.
And then I pulled it out, and I thought, uh-oh, now we're authentic.
Mm-hmm.
Using a sort of Dintai Fung of myself to use my frozen dumplings, and it makes them taste better. And then you get the woo. You know, you pull the dumpling thing off, and it goes,
yeah.
And it feels like a crowd cheering, and you freaking dunk that shit in ranch and put it in your mouth.
Wait, ranch?
I'm sorry.
No, I'm just kidding.
Back it up.
No, and soy sauce are your favorite sauce.
Chili oil.
Ponyu.
Black vinegar.
Mm-hmm.
Ponyu.
Oyster sauce. Ponyu is a movie. But yeah, the bamboo steamer is the most efficient way to cook steamed shit.
That's pretty good advice, Miles.
This was a good one.
Good advice.
Yeah. Do you guys have bamboo steamers?
Yeah.
That's good.
No, I have a steamer top to the pan, and I will cut parchment paper into a circle, cut holes in it, and cook it that way, and it works really, really well, but I don't have a bamboo steamer.
Here's what I'll say about the parchment paper of it all.
Yeah.
Oil that shit up like you're lubing up your body to go down a slide.
Really?
And it's going to be better than the parchment paper, because the parchment paper you have to poke holes in because the steam sometimes won't go into the freaking bamboo steamer part.
Right.
Eugene, back me up.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
I just poked the holes in it so I don't have to clean the dumpling that's do get stuck on the pan off, because it's really big. It's gunky and
tough.
Yeah,
it'll gunk.
I do love dumplings.
The white people,
Where did you first have Asian dumplings, white people?
What do you mean Asian dumpling? Like
white people?
At a restaurant.
Was it like restaurants, or did your parents like buy frozen ones and make them at home?
Oh, you know, we used to
restaurants.
Have,
okay.
Yeah.
That's
so
interesting. Probably
restaurant. We actually had pot stickers from Costco growing up. I remember that was a big thing.
Wow.
So maybe that was like probably my introduction to dumpling 101.
I think there were some Trader Joe's dumplings that are pretty good that we'd have a lot in Chicago.
Yeah.
But yeah, restaurants, I think.
Here's a fucking bonus tip.
Here we go.
soup dumplings from Trader. Obviously, go to the Korean market if you can. It's way better.
Yeah.
But if in a pinch, if you're at Trader Joe's, they have dumplings that come in a little microwavable tray that are soup dumplings that you're like, put in your microwave for 3 minutes and it becomes a soup dumpling. Take the shit out, put it in a bamboo steamer. Yeah. It's a soup dumpling and it's great.
As an adult, one thing that changes when you're an adult is all of those frozen dinners are no longer microwave. That's all oven.
Yeah.
And it's such a better experience. And you're like, yeah.
When's the last time you guys dove into a Hungry Man?
Oh, shit.
Well, again, I used to fuck those up in
college. I used to eat those, and I started baking them after college, and I was a champion.
That was our special treat. That was like, oh, dude, we're dropping like...
It's a pound of food.
They were like $6 maybe. They were like a little pricier than a normal microwave dinner. And in college, me and my buddies would be like, yo, guys, how's your bank account looking? You guys want to fucking go Hungry Man tonight?
We would do a Hungry Man.
I was Hot Pockets and Top Ramen.
Oh, yeah.
Well, of course. I'm talking...
Cup of Ramen.
But that was high school for me.
Oh, college, I was just
college,
like downing
I was
the hot
frozen
pockets.
Pizza.
Yeah, for me, it was all frozen pizza.
Oh, guys, of course. I'm not trying to sound like a bougie Hungry Man.
I'm just saying.
Right.
Oh,
you had an oven.
I really do.
Oh, I'm talking about like dorms.
Only frozen pizza.
Dorms, yes, I did Hot Pockets.
Yeah.
Red
once you
Baron
had an apartment.
The Red Baron singles pizzas.
Easy Mac, that was my
favorite. Easy Mac was
Easy
everyone
Mac,
had. 100%.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I would fuck with Elio's, which is basically just a long sheet of cardboard with sauce on it. It was great.
Which one?
Cardboard.
Elio's. It was just a square rectangle pizza, but it was kind of the consistency of cardboard.
Oh. Like a like
you're
a
really selling it.
Yeah, it wasn't good.
Totino's pizzas
but
are pretty shitty.
Yeah, there's some sriracha. You're good to go.
What are the little pizza bites?
Totino's
pizza rolls.
Pizza roll. Totino's pizza rolls.
Fuck,
fuck yeah.
You know what's funny?
Yeah.
In the Midwest,
holy
in Chicago,
shit.
People grill those at parties. And they're fucking good.
I bet.
Yeah, they're fucking good.
Those are superior to bagel bites.
You know what? You guys come over. I'll grill us some pizza rolls.
That sounds incredible. I'll break my dairy abstinence for that.
Yeah.
There's a good ranking. Ranking
oh,
all
like
the
shitty microwavable
foods.
Yeah.
Actually,
foods.
That's really good.
Yeah, I mean, there's saving a certain taste of all that preservative and weird, like not real ingredients.
Mm-hmm.
It's just really nostalgic.
Yeah,
it's probably all the sodium that's killing you, but it
Chef Boyardee.
It feels great going down.
Chef Boyardee was never my favorite.
No, Chef Boyardee's gross.
It was always gross.
If you had
it's
hamburger
so
helper
fake,
recently,
it's
though,
real.
Hamburger helper's delicious.
Hamburger helper's not bad.
It's not bad.
Yeah,
I think it's great.
Well, thanks for listening to another perfect episode. Be sure to subscribe, raise five stars. Also, subscribe to Baby Steps. We had Lord DIY on the show. Very funny. And don't subscribe to You Can Sit With Us. Whatever you do, don't do it. TryGuys.com. Get the merch. We got a new movie coming out soon. Secrets almost out. Get ready for that. Until next time. Is it
almost out?
Out.
No,
what?
It's like 2 months from
almost,
now.
Almost.
Okay, almost.
Almost.
Almost trailer premiere.
Almost
though.
You're going
to
hear about
almost
it.
You're about to hear about it, but nothing else we shall say.
Don't say that.
No.
Keith, hit us with the Adventure Tripod theme song.
Small or tall? Are you small or tall? Are you tall or small? Are you tall or small? Are you small or tall? Are you tall or small? Which one are you? Tell us in the comments below. It's a tripod.
Until next time, stay beautiful.